This is
That's Beat Bombers on Radio Sega.
Better run home to mama now.
Let's get scratching.
Hello.
Sorry, Sega Radio.
Sega.
Radio Sega. Sega?
Yeah, part of the Sonic Boom. It's Japanese.
Get a load of this!
You get to listen to cool sounds.
I've done a podcast.
They just look like sausages. Yeah. People who are sausages.
You have to say it.
Stop this crazy ride.
What the hell?
Anyone else got any ideas for songs?
This is just a demo, but I'm having fun with it.
Oh my god, quieten down, you.
Check it out.
This is
Fast Feet.
Full Mix.
On Radio Sega.
Yeah, that's true. And hello, everyone.
Hello, and greetings from Southern California.
America screw me over. I mean, hey.
I'm such a flying,
so don't mind me.
Hello there!
For nothing!
Well, because I...
Hello! Hold on,
I was on last week.
Wait a minute!
Anyways!
There we go!
Hello everyone, I am not a chatbot. Whoever keeps mistaking me for a chatbot, I am not a chatbot.
Oh. No, chatbot is way... Nothing's compared to chatbot, so we believe in you.
If I were to get on my stream, I could show you guys how many IRC channels I'm in and how many servers I'm on.
Wait, they can't hear fast food.
Yeah.
Well, that's a first.
A first for everything.
Yeah, first time that the main host has actually technically lost his voice.
SJ, take over the show.
Magical.
That's what I'm kind of doing right now.
Okay, hello and welcome to the phone mix, because I, you know, got my voice back now. So hello, listeners. Just say it's a slight technicality there. I think I'm going to blame that on Windows, because it's been doing my head in all week. Thread change.
Blame Apple. I don't know why.
Right, yeah. Alright, Gavi. Settle down. You'll become Haggy again if you shut up. I've got to hag someone this week, I think, because it's been a little while, so... Someone's going to get
hagged.
What
was the last person you hagged?
Do we really have to, you know, reply to that? It was. I'm pretty sure it was Gonic.
I thought it was Josh.
I haven't seen Gonic on in ages.
Yeah.
He was off for a little bit yesterday, and then he popped right off and never came back.
Because his laptop crashed.
Guess that's the response.
Yeah. This is gonna sound interesting. People come back and just sort of hear like, you know, random clouds of sort of nothingness, and then just that was really interesting. Like, what? we really emphasize the word enhanced podcast this week when you download it. Enhanced in no way whatsoever. Fast Week's founder's voice, now troops can keep a hold of it. Well, please don't, you know, stick your hands around my neck if that's what you're trying to insinuate. What do about that?
Aww, I was so looking forward to that, though.
Alright, so just to reiterate, I'll go through quick hi after I say a name. We have Trigon.
Hello Trigon. Again?
I just want to say again, because no one will know who you are otherwise. Yeah, so that's Trigon. You got Ryo no Kage.
Hello?
Yeah, we're doing hellos again. Pay attention.
Oh, God.
No, forget it. You're not going to worry about that. We have Silver Sonic, D'Artagnan, Shadid, SJ, and Yumi joining us. Right, let's move on.
Yeah.
I feel reprimanded. We all have balls of steel. Let's move on.
Although I would say this week's special guest is Trigon, because he hasn't ever been on a phone mix, so he's a special guest of ours this week as well.
I feel special guest. So special.
Virtua Games, as they are. I've specifically put virtual games on in the title for this week's show, but it will be Virtua. So I thought some of the games have virtual in the name, but small discrepancy there, but never mind. So the Virtua games encompass essentially everything from Virtua Cop, Virtua Fighter, and Virtua Tennis. So the main sort of series. I mean, it's similar to what Sega Sports had, but it wasn't the same thing, obviously. It's a series of Sega games, essentially, really. So you've had, we have Virtua Cop 1 and 2, we're on Virtua Fighter 1 to 5, I think was the last one, and then Virtua Tennis is coming up. Virtua Tennis 5 is the new one that's coming out, I think.
Virtua Tennis 4. Or 2009 4. Doesn't count.
For some reason.
I do not know why, but it doesn't count in any way, shape, or form.
Alright, yeah, we're moving on. Alright, settle down our RC room. They're antsy tonight, aren't they?
Well, maybe.
Oh.
Now, don't say maybe because I'm jet lagged, so I kinda am crazy right now.
It's jet lag if you sort of Asian sort of accent or something. It sounds like you're still carrying on from that other time zone.
It's not like I've been in the. Okay, I've been in Chinatown, but still.
You just pop down to Chinatown. Oh, I came back with an accent. It's brilliant. Only $5.
Oh, there's a racist. There's a racist.
Get this. Only $5.
It's not like there's a Universal Internet Complaints Commission now, is it? You complain, you come to me, I'll sort it out. No, otherwise, I've never had a complaint, to be honest. In fact, I did have one, which was years ago, but it was dealt with in a very swift and professional manner, shall we say. Anyway, we're not going to...
Gavi says you missed out Virtua Cop 3.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that one, so to be honest, you know.
I've played it.
Where did Virtua Cop 3 come from? Was that on Saturn or was that on Dreamcast?
No, it was only arcade.
I don't remember.
Okay, yeah, well, that's why. Console man, really. It's bad being a Sega person, but still.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't have music for Virtua Cop.
Kind of sounded wrong.
I don't have music from Virtua Cop 3 anyway, so yeah, that's probably why I'm not wholly aware of it. So yeah, Radio Sega, sort that out. Get some Virtua Cop 3 music. I probably have got it, I just haven't got it. With this massive renovation going on, it's hard to keep track of it all. But anyway, about the games themselves, I played Virtua Fighter 1 and 2. Yeah, played Virtua Cop, I think on a demo disc. And I've played Virtua Tennis from the Dreamcast days. So I've played a few of them, but I think just under half of them I've probably played through as well, really. Virtua Fighter 2, obviously phenomenally big in Japan as well, being one of the big beat-em-ups as well, competing alongside Street Fighter and Tekken and that sort of thing as well. So, yeah.
I wish it did better around the world. I really did. I really do.
Yeah. Definitely at its peak around sort of 90s and... just at the beginning of the noughties, as we call
it. Oh, let's take a what did we expect?
Wow.
Well, nothing much more, since but, they...
That's a different episode for another day, so...
yeah.
Virtua Fighter was more of those... it was more considered a more serious tactile sort of game, I think, when it first came out compared to anything else that came out as well. And definitely felt... I think, like, to me, certainly Tekken felt a lot more arcadey. Virtua Fighter had its combo system and all its moves that were a lot more detailed, intricate, and quite hard to pull off. So, you know, it was fun to play for a while, but the thing is with beat 'em up games, I'm not one for them, to be honest, because if you're going to pick a beat 'em up game, you've got to stick with one and learn it like no end, because you've just got all these weapons, and weapons, that'd be Soul Calibur. You've got all these moves to learn. Yeah, all the combos and everything to learn, you've just got to be a master of them as well, really. And it is a bit like revising, almost, in some way. Which move does what, and I'd rather just, you know, drive a car, try and mow down pedestrians, which you can't do in Crazy Taxi, that sort of thing. But it's still fun to try, you know. Virtua Tennis, pretty much I'd say, is the best game out there for the tennis games, really. It's just so accurate and so easy to pick up and play as well.
So at least with that you can hit the ball people with the tennis balls.
Don't react, look, do they? You know, just like, you know, they ingest the ball. Out, in. Tastes good.
Out. I'll give you an out. Whack.
And Virtua Cop was always good. Virtua Cop, I remember first seeing on game show Games Master in the UK, and they had one guy who was just playing essentially, I think, Virtua Cop 2 from start to finish within 30 minutes, and he just did it. They were closing the credits as he finished.
Oh, it was the first game, and he completed it, and he got the full. He actually clocked it completely because he got 9999999. Because I remember seeing it on YouTube.
That is a pretty much a feat. I've never think I've seen many people get, you know, a full score where it just, you know, hits, you know, as many 9 digits as possible.
Sorry for interrupting. But then in a later series, he then tried to be a little more arrogant by trying to play two separate Virtua Cop 2 games without losing a single life, and he failed on the first level. He shot a civilian. And he famously said. Oh, I put that guy out of misery because he looks like Peter Andre.
We all do that, though, you know. It's quite easy. Into the head. Boom! Something like Virtua Boy Band Cop. That would just really make me satisfied. You know, just out in the crowd. Boom, boom. Probably wouldn't do well from a publicity stance, I suppose. Still, so I don't know. Virtua Fighter, I mean, that seems to be the more popular out of those three games, really. Thoughts? Memories, anyone?
Hold on, rewind, start this again.
Yeah, it's right. A little fast-paced laugh mix, you know, this
exactly.
Another that's comedy show. Alright, SJ, go on, you got points.
Alright, I've played loads of Virtua Fighters, I think I've played nearly all of them. and I'm actually impressed because it was just like completely blocky characters, and now it's just very detailed. And not only that, all the moves were very well done, and you have to be very well timed because it's basically a game of rock, paper, scissors, because there's three buttons: punch, kick, and guard. And you gotta try and beat a punch with a kick or whatever, with a specific type of kick and so on and so forth. No, it gets intricate because some characters have got counter moves.
Yeah, the counters always dip my head in.
Yeah, I mean, one of them that has a natural count. Oh no, there's two characters that has natural counters, if I remember from the originals. It was Jatty. Because every punch he always grabs, which can then get tagged into a throw move. And from four and five, it was Vanessa in one of her stances. She can grab it, and then you had to wiggle the joystick to pull out.
Yeah. See, I always reckon that, like, if you had those moves, you'd just be going back and forth, but it's done as a dance move or something like that.
Yeah, really, exactly.
I'm sure there's a YouTube clip or something like that on there.
Yeah.
If you fancy seeing, you know, sort of virtual dancing, that's probably one way to go about it, I suppose. Yeah. If I could point at someone, I would. Trigon, any ideas? Virtual games?
Yeah. One year at my county fair, I got to play Virtual Fighter 2 for the first time ever. I picked Kage first, and I made it to about maybe the third or fifth stage. I had fun playing it, but I could never get a console that had the game as a kid, so that was my first memory of one of the virtual games.
Cool.
Ryo no Kage? Well, I do... Now, I've never actually owned any of the Virtua Fighter games, but I've gone to my cousin's house to go play it, like, various times, and from what I can remember, it was pretty cool after, like, having lost 15 times and winning once, and, you know, it becomes relieving after you finally get a win, so yay.
There's always that thing when you go into a friend's house, if you play a beam-up game, they're just always going to kick your ass, unless it turns into something like, I would say, like, Dead or Alive, because that really is a button basher, as sometimes that's what it turns into. Oh, I'm going to kick his ass. Just, you know, just chop away at it.
I feel terrible because I almost thought you were going to say a fun bag basher.
What?
Yeah, I went there.
What?
What? All right, let's move on. Let's move on.
Oh, yeah, come on. I didn't say anything that bad.
let's ignore all that. Keep going. Yeah.
Well, I think it's just part of the show in Fomix where the innuendo starts to come in because it's happening in the RC room already. But, I mean, bear in mind off of last week's Xbox joke. You know, I could just go off that. I'm just going to play on my Xbox back home and go for some button bashing. Okay, I'm going to leave you to your own devices.
I've got to mention the Duke Nukem Forever demo, so let's move on.
Nah, it's my show. We won't move on. Well, I'm not going to because the RC room's sort of camping on this sort of topic at the moment. Tox just said in the RC room, wiggle your joystick to pull out a Vanessa.
Yeah.
Sounds suspect.
What I meant to say was, what do you call it? Pull the arm out of the grab that she has your arm in.
That was somewhat better, I suppose. But yeah, your thing out of her, yeah. I mean, pulling anything out of her sounds suspect, but still.
Alright. Awkward.
Yeah.
Very.
Alright, you better go.
You even.
Alright, well.
Alright, let's get
moving on from that. We're going to go to a quick musical break then. And whilst Yumi pulls herself out of a bush, we'll play some music and some requests. We've got coming up next Virtua Cop 2 Big Chase. You're listening to Fast Week's Phone Mix here on Radio.
This is
Fast Week Phone Mix on Radio Sega.
This is
Best Feature
Phone Mix
on Radio Sega.
Let's get it on.
And welcome back to the Phone Mix. I'm getting old, apparently.
Get it on.
Bad timing.
Get it on.
Get it on.
Got to get it on. No choice but to get it on. And they get it on.
Alright, I think they get it.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. I'm back a wow, 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 chow style, you know. Or speaking. But yes, we're back on a Phone Mix or whatever it's called now. It seems to have deviated far away from that now, so. We're back. And
take responsibility for that.
Well, you are a Chan bot, so you get a lot of responsibility, so yeah.
Hey, better than none.
You must commit honorable seppuku.
Wait, what?
Honorable seppuku.
Wallace has been bantering the RC room with all sorts as well going on about soul feasts and Wii and stuff like that. There's been a sort of, FBR sort of woman hunt, as it were, for Yumi in the Skype chat here, which is sort of alleviated almost sort of along the lines of Grand Theft Auto level 6 army, I'm going to get you style. So it's a shame we couldn't sort of put that in the RC room though, but on every which direction, from up a tree to on my head to where else, I don't know. Teleporting. Why I didn't teleport in the first place, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Well, I think Yumi should bring that to the IRC room and let them know what they're all in for.
Wow. Yep.
So, I wanted to deviate into the news alongside eating chips, apparently. Lovely.
Oh, with me.
So, alright, eat in a corner. Just don't get crumbs on my radio show. So, onto the news, as it were. So, there's been a bit of news that has been happening in the last week as well, really. We can report back, hopefully in a week's time exactly, because next weekend, and the 2 days before it, is Tokyo Game Show. So, as much as we had our E3 episode, I think we might be doing a Tokyo Game Show episode next week. We'll see. We might carry on with the themes, but yeah. So, what have Sega got announced for the show? They did make an initial announcement, and there was only a sort of a handful of things going there, and it was like, oh, worth going for there, really, as far as Sega goes. But they have revised their list of what's coming out, really. I'm not sure why they did that, to be honest, really. But it's got a full list now. So, what we're looking at for Tokyo Game Show this year is on PS3, we're going to have Vanquish, Sonic 4, Virtua Tennis 4, PSP, Phantasy Star Portable 2 Infinity, Black Panther Yakuza New Champion, Shining Hearts and K-On! After School Live, so a few games for the PSP coming out there. Wii, you got Sonic Colors and Sonic 4. And DS, you've got the version of Sonic Colors. And the 360, it will actually be shown off Vanquish, alongside Virtual On, Force, Sonic Free Riders for the Kinect, and Sonic Adventure and Crazy Taxi will be making their sort of pre-release debuts from Xbox Live Arcade. In fact, they won't be pre-released because next weekend they'll actually be out, so...
Yes.
Certainly, Sonic Adventure will be. So, yeah, a bit more going out there, really. So, I really can't wait to see a bit more about Virtual On. Whether Sonic Free Riders is going to be worthwhile. I don't even look into Kinect much, to be honest, really, so let's see how that's going to play out. Seems like it'd be a lot of money just to shell out for motion, so... And I've got a Wii in the house already, so, you know, why bother?
That's the only thing I didn't try at PAX, because Sega decided to play it at late night on the last day. And I was
Sega
almost
been...
leaving.
Yeah, we know Sega have been with conventions and expos recently. They've been really restricted and selective of what they want to do.
But this one was probably open to public, but only a few people were able to play it, I think. Because the venue actually closed early.
That's typical.
Early as in 5, 6 in the afternoon.
Mind you, a lot of them will close that sort of time area. Are you sure it wasn't just an exclusive press sort of briefing? Or...
Well, maybe.
I still didn't get to try Sonic Colors.
I wasn't impressed. for the first time in a while.
That list is courtesy of our good friends at SonicStadium.org. Anything you guys are looking at in particular, just bung you the link so you can have a look at it. And for those in our RC room, there's a list of Tokyo Game Show's lineup.
I'm just wondering if Sega will be bringing the Black Panther New Yakuza to the whole world.
Yeah, outside of Japan.
Outside of Japan, and not only that, the obviously they're trying to bring the whole Yakuza series to finish because of the name. Because of the name of the game, which is Yakuza of the End. That's the European style name. And plus, I mean, with all the info on that, that they're actually going to be using weapons, as in guns. So that's going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah, that is a little bit like switching over from Sonic and then to Shadow using guns, almost in some respects.
Yeah.
Not quite the same, but similar sort of vein, yeah.
I mean, in the third game, you only had a certain amount of bullets, and then the weapon can only be used as a melee weapon.
You got no problem with that. A lot of pistol.
Yeah.
Halo did that to me.
Yeah. The funniest thing is, a pistol can actually kill a normal guy in one hit if you're lucky.
Well, if you punch it from behind, you know, mm-hmm. behind the back
of
the head.
No, straight in the forehead. Never mind getting a headshot with a bullet.
It?
Get a headshot with a gun. Well, it's true. You can actually do that. It's really funny. Anyway, as we were saying, but I mean, it seems that it's more. It looks as if it's going to be more based on weaponry and stuff like that. And they've also brought along one of the characters from the second game as well as one of the playable characters in of the end as well. So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, to be honest, I haven't played through many Yakuza because obviously it's been restricted to where it comes out, and obviously has made over to our UK and other regions.
I've
it does
got
feel very
it,
much
yeah.
like it's the extension of Shenmue, obviously, because Shenmue didn't carry on, and it felt like that's an extension of Shenmue in some ways, but obviously it's Yakuza-based,
yeah.
but it would be interesting to play through those games. Plenty to catch up on, and so if you don't see me for about 6 weeks, then that's probably where I am. Yeah. What do you guys think of the lineup then? Anyone got any particular games they want to play or find out what they're going to be like from Tokyo Game Show?
Well, one thing I've noticed and I'm a bit confused about is Kaon of the School Live? What?
Yeah, I still wonder why the hell.
I have no idea what that is.
That? Well.
Kaon.
It's based on a schoolgirl anime, but not gonna talk about it.
No, that brings us back to our Dead or Alive discussion from earlier.
Yeah, exactly. That's correct.
We're saying we went off air is that Dead or Alive is essentially, according to G4, that they that game was based off the Virtual Fighter engine as well, really, and pretty much we're saying just had a breast physics engine stuck on it and, you know, sold like crazy. And then they went and played volleyball afterwards, which was just fantastic, but yeah, that's another show.
Exactly.
I'm also interested in the Virtual on Force, and I'm also hoping that'll get a release worldwide.
Yeah, I'll be a bit annoyed if that doesn't come over here. But it does seem like a very much a Japanese thing.
No surprise.
I'm only interested in Sonic 4. That's it.
Well, yeah, I kind of share the same opinion, though.
I only have a DS, so I'm only interested in Sonic Colors.
I don't know. This Kaon After School Live is strangely compelling.
That's it. I gotta wiki this game. I gotta see what the little laughs are about it.
If I watched the anime, I'd possibly want to buy it, but of course I don't watch the anime, so.
Anyone, it's just like mum's time. Anyways, anyone playing Kaon? Yeah, go sit in the corner. We don't want to see what you're doing. We're here for that matter. Yeah. Yeah, I do want to. I'm really looking forward to Sonic 4 as well. Sonic Colors might be quite cool, but I mean, I really want to get hands on with it before I make a decision. I want both of them, of course, but I want Sonic 4 more, to be honest, at the end of the day. I was, did notice that Sonic & Knuckles has probably been out in Xbox Live Arcade for a little while, so I got all of that last night and grabbed all 14 emeralds very swiftly. That was very fun to play, but it's taken a while to play through and didn't have quite the time for it last night, but I think it's a small word of warning. If you're thinking you're going to play Sonic 4 and you haven't practiced any of the 2D Sonic games really, and let's say obviously any of the Mega Drive games, maybe Unleashed when it's in the 2D stages, get some practicing, because I was there last night and I was like, oh my god, you know, I messed up like 4 special stages and I was like, how do I do that? So yeah, practice probably is required. So yeah, so definitely looking forward to all that. But carrying on with the news, just seeing rumours around that Sonic Chronicles 2 might be in the works possibly as well, really, just from BioWare's sort of own blog as well, and LinkedIn profile has been rumoured. Now, the thing is,
many
of you played Sonic Chronicles, you know it was very open, that game. It ended on a cliffhanger, and it's very obvious a new game was going to be made. But if they do make a new game, just a small hint. A, improve the sound. I don't know, Mr. Jack did his lovely bit of work there, but the quality of the audio could be a lot better. As we said, Jet Set Radio on Game Boy Advance sounded really good audio quality wise and the composition. So if you can do it for the previous generation of Game Boys, how about you do it for the newer generation of Game Boys, or DSs as it were? So yeah, better audio quality there. I think Chronicles...
Well, there is another there is another rumor about BioWare doing Sonic Chronicles 2 that I actually saw way... It's actually about... They announcing that they are making a game on an unknown handheld console.
So that may be a hint. About the same thing.
It's only really two.
Still.
Unless you count the iPhone, which is not really a handheld.
What the?
Well, of course.
Games of BioWare done on a handheld.
Chronicles. Don't know.
That's their old catalog. Chronicles on the handheld. Just because we like team-based RPGs. I don't know.
Yeah. But I did love Chronicles. I thought it was a fantastic game. It was really well done. I think it was approached towards the older Sonic fans a bit more, which I'm not against because there don't seem to be many games aimed at us, to be honest. So I'd love to see more of that. So yeah, perhaps that'll be coming out, but yeah, 3DS is always a possibility, I suppose, since it's a next-gen console, so it'll be interesting, but
yes! Oh, at least they gave us 3D. The motion sensoring. Well, yeah.
It seems that if you're not really good with the 3D, your eyes are going to go all crazy.
Yeah,
like, it's not going to focus properly.
It's the thing with 3D though, imagine if you've got crap eyesight, you're excluding a massive, you know, amount of people who are going to play the game. Well, exactly. Fantastic if you can play it, but if you can't see, you're buggered. So.
And I was reading, because there was a tweet a while back, saying that, it's from Computer and Video Games UK. According to this, I'll just read what it says. Once it loads up, it says, could a third party accessory may have let slip the Japan release date of the Nintendo 3DS? According to the Eagle Eye types at Nintendo Everything, a tweet from a Keys factory employee has hinted that the rather wonderful handheld console will be launched in the territory on November the 20th.
November
20th,
2011?
No, this year in Japan.
This year?
This year in Japan.
That's sooner than I expected.
Yeah.
Seems quite likely though for Japan, doesn't it? Seeing they usually get most things first. But,
what do you expect? Let's say Nintendo, Japan. Natural progression, really.
And we'll get it in spring or next Christmas, probably. So.
Yeah. Or like, or summer for unlucky. There's the link in the IRC as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Alrighty then.
Yeah, we'll give that a bit of food for thought. That's obviously games and some of the news covered there, really. But we'll be coming back in a little while just to talk things, virtual games, their future, and yeah, a little bit of a banter on that. But before we go, I did promise the IRC room there's a couple of exclusive, very nice tracks. Now, these are going to be very nice to download, and they will have a particular purpose. But these are something I nabbed from Summer of Sonic, really. So if you ever wanted to hear Open Your Heart or Live and Learn, and a track which, well, this is Live and Learn and Open Your Heart, something no one ever heard before. It's a different mix of it. It's just missing half it because these are the backing tracks from Crush 40. So, sorry, John. I thought it was worthwhile putting these out, but gave it a little bit of time. It's been, you know, a good month since Summer of Sonic, so. But yeah, we're going to play those next, really, so see what you think of them. And we'll be back with more Virtua Talk in a minute. So yeah, we've got Open Your Heart and Live and Learn, Summer Sonic backing track exclusives. So yeah, we'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Fast Feet's Phone Mix.
This is Fast Feet Phone Mix on Radio Sega.
This is the best beat on Radio Sega.
Because we're not sure whether Mr. Sunu will be too happy at me playing those tracks. Just to keep everyone happy. But I can see them eventually heading up for download sometime soon, so keep an eye on Fast Media, although I can more than likely see them ending up on Sega Media when it launches. On that note, I've been working on it the last few days, and now the framework of the whole site is starting to come together a bit more now, so the rest of it should be a bit easier and won't take too much longer to put together, and it's looking pretty damn sweet, if I might say so myself. I did say we did launch end of last month, probably going to be end of this month, I reckon, before we get it launched, but it is looking pretty good, and definitely check that out. I'm thinking of holding another beta as well, actually, because when we did the first beta, not a lot of it was built, so it's good to get some first impressions, but we might do another beta, or not, we'll see. So on that note, the future of Virtua. Now, we already got heads up being correct today. Virtua Tennis 4 is the new game coming out, and obviously at Tokyo Game Show. I don't think we'll be seeing Virtua Cop again, unfortunately. To shoot up games in that sort of area hasn't really come about much. And undoubtedly, I think we're going to see a Virtua Fighter 6 sooner or later. So. But I mean, I always wonder with these games, particularly Virtua Tennis, how much does it improve each time? I mean, the graphics used to be an obvious thing. Gameplay physics, particularly in tennis, I just don't see how much it improves too much. That's why it's never sort of made me go out and buy a copy, to be honest, really. But maybe it might offer something interesting to pick up on this time. So we'll see. Virtua games, they're ones you have to hold out for, apart from tennis, obviously, which will be out soon. So we'll probably report back on it next weekend as well, alongside the game show. But yes, well, there's only about, where are we? I think we've got about 4 more episodes left of this, of the Fomix. Nice. So I think what we'll do is we'll have 3 more episodes, which we'll dedicate to different games or particular causes. And the final 20th show, which will be the last in the season, we'll be doing a particular special mix of some of the best tracks. So I'll plan that out quite nicely. It'll be definitely a good show to end on, I think, really. But yeah.
Or a clip reel of. All the stupidity we've been through.
Equilibria was quite a good one. Or I think someone suggested the other day where we could actually have just like one guest on at a time, you know, some of the best guests from each episode as well, and just have a quick chat about obviously what's going on and whatnot, but don't know, we'll just have to plan. On a note, we might actually have to add the new segment as well to Chase is the Yumi, which seems to have been a heavy theme going on.
Yes, which is very funny.
I have a hat.
Is it a fine
if you don't
hat?
Get, if you don't get it, then...
It is a fine hat.
Search online.
It's always mine. Okay.
Yumi stole herself.
Oh, what? How did you steal yourself?
Yeah. How?
Chaos will ensue, I fear, so...
Yeah.
You might work something out with that.
It's called magic.
I just picture I've read like a sort of chase the particular member in the RC room, and you just get someone coming into Radio Sega's RC room for the first time going, what the hell is going on here? Oh, my eyes, my hands can't type no more. Something like that, but
yeah.
But yeah, well, I think my call tonight, we're gonna call it an early firm mix this week, I think, really. We can actually plan the next few ones a bit more vividly, so, and hopefully we have some time to work on Sega Media this week, so maybe if we're lucky and I work hard enough, we might have something to show you next week. So yeah, we might do a beta special next week, who knows. So yeah, I'm gonna call it a night for Bomix, unless my co-callers have some words of wisdom.
Nope, that's it really.
I do play more Virtua Fighter. Do it.
Exactly.
Do it. Build more arcades.
Yeah.
Especially in England.
Damn straight. Right, we're going to leave it this week. And that's it for this episode of the Phone Mix. I'm going to leave you some Virtua Cop and Virtua Fighter as well. We'll catch you again in a week's time, 9 p.m. on Radio Sega as usual. But don't forget to check out on Friday, we've got Sega Ages with Resident SD at 9 p.m. Saturday Night Sega will be at 9 p.m. this week, which is at 10 yesterday, but it'll be at 9 next week as well, with Gavi being live instead of pre-recorded. And we'll have a Heart Change UK and Echo Hawk on Radio Redux next Sunday at 7 as well. Seems to be back in full swing too. So yeah, that's the next weekend's full of Radio Sega goodness coming up next week. So yeah, and hopefully we'll have the jukebox back sometime soon, so we'll see. And maybe some new shows too, because when I go, I think we're going to have to get someone in to fill my slot for the time being, so... Who knows, maybe someone else will take over the phone mix and have their own phone-in shows. Lots to go over, but I think we'll call it a night for this week's phone mix, so enough virtuousness. But we'll be back next week as usual. It's goodbye from me, Fastby, and goodbye from my guests on Skype.
Laters!
Bye, everybody.
Later.
Bye. I'll shoot you later. I'll talk to you later.
Let's try not to leave on that sort of theme. We do that in the middle of the show for a reason, sort of. So.
Yeah. Sleep with one eye open.
All right, Gabby says his show will be at 10 next week, so yeah. Saturday Night Sega, next Saturday at 10. But that is, apart from that, the show schedule is normal. Anyway, it's bye from me, and I'll see you next week.
Want to listen to this show again? Download it from tomorrow at RadioSega.net.
Ready? Go!